This recording, Michigan 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Today, on my way here, here being a theater in West Bloomfield, a suburb of Detroit, I stopped at a small hamburger shop in the city of Birmingham. Now, I have a particular Jones for this kind of hamburger. And it's something that began when I was growing up in Port Huron, which is a small town that's about 60 miles northeast of Detroit in what is called the Thumb Area of Michigan. There were two hamburger places in town that had been there forever, I mean long before I was born. In fact, I think my mother had worked at one of them as a child. They were called Powers Hamburger. That was, for some reason, apparently the name of the person who had begun them. And they're the typical white-tiled, very small hamburger diner with a counter seating for maybe a dozen people and maybe a couple of seats along the glass and usually a pinball machine and some kind of jukebox arrangement. And they usually served breakfast and all manner of things, but their specialty was always this little, tiny, greasy hamburger that was mashed onto a hot grill. It started as the shape of a ball, and then the cook would take a spatula and first would pile up about three times the size of the hamburger a wad of very thinly sliced onions on top of this piece of meat and then jam it all down into the grill with a heavy spatula. After they turn it over, they then place the bun on top and then cover the whole thing so that the steam from the hamburger steam and the grilling onions steams and flavors the buns. These things, when I was a kid, I paid, I think, 15 cents a piece for these things. And at some places, as little as a dime. This was in the late 1950s, early 1960s. But there was something about the onions and the steam and the grease that just made this sort of indescribably delectable little finger food. Well, they've since become somewhat of a chic bit of high-class slumming. And the city of Birmingham, being quite affluent, they have this cheesy little grill, but it's become quite the thing to visit this place. And what I used to pay a dime or 15 cents for now cost $1.30 for a little grease burger, as we used to call them, with grilled onions, a couple of slices of pickle, ketchup, and mustard wrapped in piece of wax paper. That's the key to keeping the that steamed flavor in, by the way, is this paper wrapping that they put around it.